Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome, so sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and welcome to episode 150. Can we be a hot mess and still love ourselves? Like, what does it take to love all parts of us? When we are messy, when we are gross, when we are doing all the things that we know we, quote, shouldn't be doing, can we still love ourselves? Yeah, that's what we're going to be exploring on today's podcast. As I said, I am your host, Luna Gaia, and this podcast is all about teaching you how to love yourself and be more confident, be your most confident, truest, most authentic self. What does it actually take to do all those things? It's really quite interesting because whenever people are in my courses and attend my programs, we don't spend a lot of time talking about like shoulders back, believe in yourself, like have a positive mindset, positive think. Although that can be part of what confidence really is, confidence is about knowing yourself deep down. Confidence is about understanding yourself and going back into all the places that we have abandoned with inside of ourselves so that we can actually love those parts of ourselves. Because we have denied ourselves for too long. We have forgotten who we are deep down. We've been so clouded by our conditioning, by who our parents have told us to be, who society has told us to be, who we think we, again, there's that word, should be. When we have been so caught up with who we think that we should be, we've literally forgotten who we are. So not only with this podcast, but with an entirety of my work, I'm on a mission to help revolutionize the way women and girls across the world see themselves and their bodies so that you can get out of your own way, stop hiding, and start truly thriving in your life and giving to the world what you actually came here to give. Because deep down, I know that there is a part of you that really understands that you are valuable, that really understands that you have some sort of special, unique talent and gift. And I'm not talking that maybe you think to yourself, I'm not talented, I'm not special. That doesn't exist. Not within me, maybe in other people. Here's a newsflash for you. You are the only version of you. There is nobody that has the same makeup that you have. No one has ever existed like you before, and no one will ever exist again like you. Is there similarities? Is there overlaps? Is there things that I'm good at that other people are good at and vice versa? Of course. But nobody has the unique combination like you do, my friend. You are you. No one else can do that. No one else has your story. No one else has your thoughts. No one else has your unique combination of your genes, your story, your ancestry. Nobody can do you like you can. So I don't care whether or not you think that you're unique and special. I hate to break it to you, you are. And so here on this podcast, I want to help you remember who you are. All of my work, I want to help you remember who you are so you can return to the wholeness that you already are. You can stop trying to fit in with everybody else when you were never meant to. You're meant to belong to you. You're meant to come home into your hearts of hearts and be you. And as a natural consequence of you being you, of you loving you, of you respecting and enjoying you, people will be drawn to you who do the same. So welcome back. Welcome back. Remember who you are. Come back home. Come back home to the truth of who you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this community. If you haven't already, I'd love for you to go and hit that subscribe button. Maybe even share this podcast with someone. If you get value out of this, the best way that you can support me in this podcast and this message If you wish that other people, including yourself, felt more alive, felt more connected, if you want to live in a world that is more loving and more kind, firstly to themselves and then consequently to everybody else, then hit that subscribe button. Because in doing so, this message gets out there even more. And I love you, and I love you for it. Thank you. So can we be a hot mess and still love ourselves? Well, actually, I would say that the only way to really love yourself is to love yourself when you are a hot mess. Because it's really easy to love the perceived good parts of us, don't you think? You know, we all kind of understand that there are some okay qualities about ourselves, right? And we, although sometimes can find them difficult to see, it's actually easy to love the parts of us that we like, right? Can like that I am a confident speaker. I can like the fact that I am fun. I can like the fact that I'm kind and generous and thoughtful. We can like those parts of us and we can love those parts of us because they're easy. We like them. Super, super easy. What is not as easy is loving the parts of us that we don't like. In fact, that's the hardest part. In fact, they're the parts of us that need the most love. You can't reject yourself into self-acceptance. You can't hate yourself into self-love. You can't deny yourself into welcoming. The only way for you to really fully love yourself is to accept that you are all of the things, that you are both dark and light. It's also really easy if you're on your self-love journey and you feel like all you can see is the crappy parts of you. It's really easy to just see the crappy parts of you, that's all you are. But on today's podcast, I'm going to show you how much you are other things as well. I'm going to show you that there are multitudes of sides of you. There's not just one side. You're not one-dimensional. You are multidimensional. There's lots of different versions of you. In fact, a belief that I have about myself that I highly encourage you adopting for yourself is that I am everything. And that might seem like wow, love and light, I am all. But when I say I'm all, I mean that I am all. I am the villain and the victim. I'm the perpetrator. I am the hero. I am the murderer. I am the rapist. I am the total villain. I am the one that created trauma. I am the abuser. And I'm not saying those things so that I vilify myself for those things, put myself down or harm myself, but just to understand that we all have what we might call evil within inside of us. We all have shitty thoughts. We all have darkness within inside of us. And I'm not just talking about a darkness in terms of a shadow self that we haven't faced yet. I'm talking about like we all have the capacity to be pricks. Don't you think? The more that you get to know yourself, the more that you'll see that you do have the capacity for evil. If you chose to do so. You know, I remember that people will often say, if you had the opportunity to go back in time and meet Hitler before he did any of the, you know, the crimes that he did, would you go back and would you kill him? It's an interesting question. Would you? Would you stop the atrocities that happened, 20 million Jewish people, amongst others? Would you go ahead and stop him so you could stop all that pain and suffering? Think about it for yourself, would you? And I don't know necessarily if this would have been the case, but my answer whenever anybody asks me that question is not yes or no, would I kill him? I say, if I could go back, I would get him as a baby and I would raise him differently. I would raise him differently because I think that we all have the capacity. I think that if we were to really feel into Hitler's motivations, He thought he was doing the right thing. He thought he was the hero. In fact, on any side of war, right, we can sit there and go, well, we weren't on that side, so therefore he's the villain. Sure, absolutely, right? His atrocities, and I'm not making light of by any stretch of the imagination, him and his team and the whole Third Reich, all of that is very bad. But from his point of view, he was doing right. He was doing good. He was doing what he felt called to do. He did what he thought was important work. And he saw the other side as the villain. Have you ever noticed when you watch American Hollywood movies, action movies, that the bad guys are everyone that's not America? Yet, from the other side, America can be the bad guy, don't you think? We are all the villain in someone's story. There is somebody likely in therapy because of you. You've come up in their conversations. You've come up, and it could be from high school, it could be from childhood, that somebody is talking about you in therapy. They're having conversations about you because of the way that you treated them at some point in time that you may never, ever, ever know. Now, you don't need to go in a tailspin and go, oh my God, I'm a villain. Oh, what do I do? All the things. No, you'd have to understand that you're the main character in your life, but you're not the main character in everybody else's. So you play different roles. And you cannot keep yourself as the hero in everybody's story. You can't. Not at all, because you can't control someone else's story. But when we understand that we have the capacity for good and evil, so to speak, in all of us, that all of us are a multifaceted kind of being, we then don't have to shun and shame those parts of us. We just need to make different choices. Yeah? For me, when I think that I'm everything, I'm also the saint. If I'm Hitler, I'm also Mother Teresa. I'm the good doer in the world. I am Glenda the Good Witch, and I can't even remember the bad witch's name right now. But I'm all of those things. I'm just as good as I am bad, so to speak. Later on in today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about why separating things as good and bad is not even a sensible and effective way to go about it. I'm highlighting these differences because that's the way we understand it. There is a villain and a victim. Yeah. There's the damsel in distress and the hero that comes along. You are all of those things. You have the capacity for all of those things. And I believe within myself that I have been or I am all of those things right now. And does it make me feel uncomfortable to know that maybe I'm a serial killer? Yeah. That's part of the reason why I wouldn't want to do that. Does it make sense? I'm not called towards that. I don't feel compelled towards that. But I think all of us can sit there and go, I can see why somebody might want to do that. Yeah, it doesn't mean that we're going to. It doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and the police are going to come around and tell me that, oh my God, you had a thought that maybe you understand why somebody wants to go on a rampage. And I'm certainly not minimizing the experience of anybody who's gone through that or died at the hand of people like that, even themselves. What I'm saying here is that we have the capacity. It exists within inside of us because we are all the things. But so is generosity. So is love. I am the Dalai Lama. I am the Buddha. I am Jesus. I am all of those things. So when we are able to look beyond, when we are able to look beyond the binary of thinking, oh my God, I can't be bad. I can't have anything that's bad about me. We end up realizing that we are so much more. We get to be in an expanded state. And I want to give you an example of what happened recently. I was on a session with a client of mine. And the belief that came through, I obviously do confidence and self-esteem and self-worth work with my clients. And the belief came through, I am unlovable. And in that moment, it's kind of really uncomfortable, right? You have this realization that you are unlovable. It can feel really, really ugh, right? You don't like that feeling whatsoever. Reasonable. It's reasonable that you don't like that. She didn't like it either. It was painful. What I encouraged her to do at that point was to stay there in the discomfort. And I said, I want you to tell me all the reasons you're unlovable. She's like, what? I'm like, go ahead. Go ahead and tell me all the reasons why you think that you're unlovable. Think about it for yourself. Even now, can you think easily all the reasons why you're unlovable? Maybe if you're not driving or going for a walk, grab a journal or write on your phone. Write a big list right now of all the reasons why you're unlovable. And you know what came out of the list is critical, judgmental, blunt. Things that came out was, and I'm not very smart. What else came out of that list? You can think of the many, many different multiple reasons why. You know, for me, if I was to think back in the past before I loved myself, what are the reasons why I'm unlovable? Or even now that I could come up with around why people wouldn't love me. People wouldn't love me now because I'm really intense. Yeah, I'm often most of the time talking about emotions and deep, heavy shit that people don't want to face. I'm intense. Sometimes I don't take my life lightly enough. I can be quite serious, which is a useful thing, but also could be something that's unlovable about me. Yeah, I'm really, really independent. Don't ask for help all the time. There are reasons why I could be unlovable. Think about the reasons why you think you're unlovable. This is what I asked my client to do. And for 20 minutes, we drew out as many as we possibly could of all the reasons why she thinks she's unlovable. And then we kind of shake it out. You just kind of shake it out, right? You're probably well-versed in all the reasons why you think you're unlovable. It's probably pretty easy. Just think about the thoughts that get you down. Think about the thoughts if you go into the space in your head where your thoughts are overwhelming you. That's going to give you a really good indication of where your unlovability is, right? Or your unworthiness, whatever it happens to be for you. Why, you know, list all the reasons why you think you're unworthy or why you think you're unlovable. And then once you've done that, just shake it out. Just kind of like take a breath, maybe stretch your body a little bit and sit back down. Then what I did with this client, which I encourage you to do for yourself as well, is I said, is that all of who you are and what you are? Is that list that you've just given me everything? Is that everything that you are? And like you will find, she said the same thing. Well, no, it's not all of I am, but like, you know, there's some pretty big reasons why I'm unlovable. Okay, cool. Let's just leave that off for a second. As much as we can not to be judgmental or critical or like filtering, in this next step, I don't want you to necessarily filter. If it's you are sometimes this, or you can be this, or occasionally you can be this, or at times you are this, I want you to now list out, even in your head, if you're in the car or going for a walk, even in your head, just go ahead and pause us right now and think about what else you are. You've done the list of unlovable, cool. So, like roll with it. That's fine. Cool. What about all the things that you are as well as that? What else is there inside of you? And when I did this activity with my client, there was resistance because she didn't necessarily want to label and voice, you know, well, like I can sometimes be intelligent. Okay, it's fine. Let's just go with sometimes. Even if it's sometimes, I want you to put it on the list. If ever you have the capacity to be kind, it's also kindness. Are you generous? And you don't have to be generous all the time. I don't want you to sit there and go, oh, well, you know, the other day I didn't share my sandwich with my friend because I was hungry. Pish posh. Are you ever generous? If it's a quality that comes up occasionally in your life, I want you to include it in this list. The list is what else? What else are you? Well, for me, let's go with what she was experiencing. For me, I'm self-assured, right? For her, she found that she was empathetic, that she was compassionate, that she's hardworking, that she can be intelligent. She also found that she was a great friend, that she was a really good problem solver. And what I want you to do here is for as many in the first expression that you had, just say you listed 20 things that made you unlovable. I want you to list 21 things, just one more. Just one more other things that you can notice. And I want you to notice right now that I'm not saying good and bad at this point in time. I'm not saying the list of all the things that make you bad, and then now we're listing all the things that make you good. Because as I went on to do this exercise with my client, she sort of said, she's, oh, hang on a second. This one has come up, but it can go on the bad list. She goes, do you mean from the bad list or the good list? And I said, I never said that either of the list were good or bad. Because what makes you think that everything on your unlovable list is necessarily, quote, bad? Is it? We use the example of critical. In the first list of one of the reasons why she thought she was unlovable was the word critical. She can be really critical. This is going to take a little bit of honesty with yourself, by the way. You do see that, right? Do the work. Go within. Face yourself. It's useful. So we went with the word critical. And I said, okay, so do you think being critical is bad? She said, yes. And I said, is it always bad? Is being critical always bad? She's like, yeah, of course. And I said, okay, tell me about the last time that you solved a problem at work, for example. And she explained to me a situation at work whereby there was a problem and she thought it through and was able to solve the problem. And I said, do you think that you needed to critically think at that point in time? She goes, yeah, absolutely. I absolutely had to critically think in order to solve that problem. And I said, okay, so in that moment you were critical. She's like, well, it depends on how you look at it. And I was like, it does, doesn't it? Doesn't it depend on how you look at it? Because maybe being critical of others is not particularly helpful for you to feel good about yourself, but being critical of problems is. So is it good now or is it bad? Let's look at something like being judgmental. It was another example that we did. Actually, no, we flipped it to the other side. Let's have a look at something that she was perceiving on the good side that may not necessarily always be a good thing. Let's look at empathy. I said, do you think empathy is always a good thing? She's like, yeah, of course. We can, you know, empathize with other people. I was like, okay, cool. So tell me about a time that you were so empathetic with somebody that you let them walk all over you. And, you know, bows her head and says, all the time, I can become a doormat. I'm like, yeah, because you see the good in them, don't you? You see that the reason why they're doing it is that. So you are so empathetic that you let them walk all over you. Yes. Cool. So is empathy now a good thing or a bad thing? She's like, well, it depends on how you look at it. Exactly. And this perception that we have a good side and a bad side lends itself to then being much more exclusionary, when actually you don't have an exhaustive list of good and exhaustive list of bad. You are whole. You are a whole being, and all of those things exist within inside of you. And you as the creator, you as the powerful one, you as the one that's in charge of your life, because you are, by the way, you are the one that's in the driver's seat of your life, gets to decide how you bring those things to life. So you're critical. Yeah. Do you want to choose that to use that critical for others, or do you want to use it to critically think? So you're empathetic. Cool. So you have empathy. Do you also feel like you maybe need to have boundaries? Yeah. Cool. So people don't walk all over you. Do you need to sometimes draw the line on your empathy so that you can protect yourself and be careful? Yeah, you probably do. If we use this binary model of good and bad, now we say that everything that's in the bad category you shouldn't do, and you're denying half of all of which you are. We can look at any of a thing. It's even have a look at a serial killer, for example. Crazy suggestion. But you know what? A serial killer is organized, does their research, and is really good at cleaning up after themselves. There are qualities even within a serial killer. Yeah, we're not going to go use those qualities to go kill somebody or a series of people. We don't want to do that. But are there qualities within that that could be useful? Yeah, actually, the meticulous thinking, the focus, the determination. Maybe if you pulled that energy into your life's work to help the world, hey, that's actually really useful. Yeah? Not everything is good and bad. Actually, nothing is good and bad. If we can remove it and look at it as neutrality, look at everything as bread, look at everything as just vanilla, just plain, rather than judging it all or making labels of it all to go, this is a good part of me and this is a bad part of me, welcome all of it in. And then you get to choose how to express those qualities within you. Am I intense? Yeah. Am I deep? Absolutely. Is that part of the reason why you follow me? Uh-huh. Will that turn a whole bunch of people off? Likely. Are there intimate relationships where people go, oh my God, you were just too much? Yep. Are there people who absolutely adore the fact that I am as deep and intense as I am? Absolutely. Am I one of those people? You betcha. Let's not deny everything on, quote, the other side, because it's not the other side. It's all just part of you. And you have the power to express those parts of you however you feel suit. There is no right or wrong. There is no bad or good. There just is. And it's up to you to bring them to life in a way that is aligned with your integrity. If you want to be an awful person in this world, if you want to harm other people, you are allowed to go do that. I don't recommend it. I'd prefer that you didn't, but it's not my life. It's yours. You get to decide what you do with this information. I certainly hope that I haven't led any of you towards serial killing as a as a job. I think that you could probably do better than that. Yeah? Did I just judge that? Yep. Do I want more for you? Absolutely. Because I believe in you and I see you in your wholeness. I don't think that you need to deny any part of you in order for you to be your whole, most magnificent, wonderful self. I wholeheartedly believe that all the parts in you are valuable and that you as the driver get to decide which one gets played on the stereo and when and how loud and for how long and in what expression. That is entirely up to you. Thank you for joining me on episode 150 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. Why don't you send in a voice note? I'd love to hear from you on the Spotify app or any of the other apps that you're listening to. You might be able to send me through a voice note just to say good day. Let me know your thoughts and feelings. I might even share it on another podcast episode. Why not do that? Maybe just shoot me through a voice note on +61 403 981 597. You can play that back if you need to hear it again. I'd love to hear from you. Hit that share button, hit that subscribe button. You know that the more that you follow this podcast, the more that you support it, the more that it's going to go out into the greater world. And perhaps we'll have more of us living in peace and love and harmony within ourselves so that the world maybe becomes a better place. What do you reckon? Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.